Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, John Fricke with you till 4 o'clock, and then they're going to be, are they coming off the party and coming on the air? Is there going to be somebody else at 4, Day-Day?
No, they'll come on up from the party.
Oh, it's going to be a party at 4 o'clock. They let those guys live? Okay. They're going to hit the punch bowl, and then they're going to punch it on the air. Oh, okay. Yeah, that should be fun. Okay. This hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys brighten your holidays this year. A reminder that if you are inclined, the Falcons watch party is 8 o'clock tomorrow at Smith's Old Bar in Midtown. You got Turtle, Freddy the Falcon, cheer team. Bud Light's going to do a football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas. How about that? To compete for Super Bowl tickets, you can win Falcons Rams tickets or autographed Falcons items. Great specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 or older and drink responsibly, which I hope those guys are doing downstairs at the company Christmas party. Anyway, Mike Bell and Mike Johnson got together and had a chance to talk to Raheem Morris. I'm going to let you listen to, what do we got, about 5 or 6 minutes of this, Day-Day? This is interesting. All right, here's these guys, and then we're going to react on the other side. All right, here's Mike and Mike with Raheem.
You know, those things that you have, when you have those kind of bad losses, you got to go look at the tape. You got to go evaluate it. And you got to see what went wrong in the plan. And it was really clear, you know, when you come out from the second half, you're in the type of ball game you want to be with a 6-6 game, and that thing turns to a kick return, and then you're going on the ensuing drive, and you fumble in the red zone. That thing turns to a 14-point game pretty quickly. And as you know from playing in the league, that's not our style of play right now. And that wasn't favorable for what we wanted to do. So the thing went awry. And you got to make sure you don't let that happen moving forward. And those are good learning lessons from us, right? Like, everybody's got to be accountable to those moments. And you can't blink when something bad happens. You got to find a way to get out of it.
I know you already spoke with the media coach about, you know, special teams, and you said it. I mean, you had a blocked field goal. You had that kick return. From where I was sitting, and I know you kind of talked about, look, we got to have our heads right for Tampa Bay. Sometimes it's just human nature. You feel like shoulders drop a little bit, and some of the team goes, here we go again.
I'll tell you this, you know, like that was one of the moments that happened. You know, I can definitely say that, you know, when the kickoff return happened after the team is fighting so hard, and then they go out. I love how the offense responded, getting the ball, going back down there. The fumble happens in the red zone, deep in their territory, where you can go make that thing, you can nullify it. But when they get the ball back, go down and score, they get the 14-point lead, you do feel a little bit of a low. Now, the guys picked it back up. They still fight and all of those things. But, like, you can't have that. And this league's too good for that to happen, particularly against a really good football team like we played this week.
I'm curious what did happen on the field goal, because I was watching it, and I'm hearing echoes of Keith Armstrong in my ear going, hey, you can get you can get run over. Just get run over at 1.3
seconds. Get run over slow. That's exactly
slow.
Right.
I was curious because I'm watching it. The operation, was it slow? You know, Bergeron's out there playing the wing. Are we tight in the splits? Because it can be in any number of things. It seems so simple to, I think, people watching it, but there's so many minute details that go into that situation.
The operation was clean. We got to do a better job on the edge. We got to go, like you just said, you got to get run over slow. You got to be bigger. You got to do the things you need to do right there in order to happen. Keith Armstrong, that I was here with, lucky enough and fortunate to be with, I can hear all those same coaching points. You know, and to be honest, that the first one that we got off, he was really close to that one as
he
well.
He was, yep.
And that should have been a corrective moment where you can go back and teach that thing and get it done the right way on the sideline and get a little bigger right there. But we were not able to do it. So when he got that block, you know, all of those things you watch guys fight back from, but got a little overwhelming for the guys at that point, especially on that second fumble.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, jumping right in today on Dukes and Bell. You know, special teams, it's all about attitude, and guys make careers on special teams.
It's not.
Guys, they get their pensions for sticking around in the NFL through special teams in some cases. Where's the pride? I mean, where is the pride in that unit?
You know, I won't say it's the pride thing with the guys. I mean, it's a lack of execution for sure. There's some things that's not getting done that you got to get done. You know, obviously you got to go out and you got to figure out how to get people on the ground at all times. People do make careers out of it. You know, we know Eric Weems. He's one of the guys that takes the pride in everything. Like, these guys have pride. You got Mike Ford out here who's, you know, potentially up for, you know, a Pro Bowl ballot, you know, and how he's playing. So it's not a pride thing. It is an accountability to everybody doing the jobs at all hands, all deck. Yeah. And no matter who's in there, right, that you can't make excuses about backups. You can't make excuses about injuries. No matter who goes in there, you got to get the job done. That's the importance of knowing what your job is and how to do it and how important every job is.
Where do you turn? I mean, because otherwise, if it's not practice squad, I know you don't want to be forced to use starters on teams. Is that what it comes to?
You know, I don't believe in that. I think you got to go find ways to win no matter what. So whoever can go out there and help you get it done, we'll do that. You know, you got a chance to see Watt out there, young Xavier Watt out there, go and play. We've seen Jalen Walker go and cover kicks. You know, all these guys are starters. All these guys do what they got to do. And you got to get the guys out there that can make the plays. And, like, and if it comes from practice squad, with people getting opportunities, that's where it comes from. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you got a better example than that than me. But, like, I've seen people walk on from practice squad and really make significant improvements and significant advancements in their career and go out there and make it happen.
Anton Smith was one of the best.
No doubt.
He was a gunner. Golly, man, I used to love watching him go to work.
I did not. I was in Tampa.
I know that. No, that's right. He was unbelievable to watch do that. I'm curious, from your standpoint, what did happen with the defense in the second half? And you mentioned it, things get off the rails. They make adjustments. I'm watching the first drive. I go out there. A.J. makes, you know, he's got good, you know, posture on the first play of the game, forced the guy out of bounds. D. Alford steps up, makes a tackle right there at line of scrimmage. You know, James Pierce gets the sack, and Jalen Walker's in phase and like a spy technique. I mean, it's beautiful. The first drive is beautiful.
The
first half, right. I mean, the game wore on, though, obviously they were able to have more success. What do you think changed for them offensively in the second half?
When they got the 14-point lead, they put you in kind of harm's way. You know, you're basically playing four-minute ball. And you're basically putting yourself in harm's way, having to load the box up, thinking you're stopping a run. And that opened up explosive plays by Cooper Kupp and Smith and Jigma, to be honest with you. You know, you can't make excuses for that. You still got to go make those plays. But we definitely had to put ourselves in most acceptable ways in order to try to get back in that game. They didn't let us. They hit the explosive plays. We didn't stop those guys from hitting those explosive plays. And then that's how it got out of whack.
Yeah.
But you got to keep that game in arm's reach in order to win games versus good football teams, as you know.
Yeah.
The third downs continue to be just a nightmare for 1 out of 13 for Kirk. The good news is you're getting Pitts more involved the last couple of weeks. It's just not translating in the red zone and scoring. And then Mooney's play is almost indicative of the whole damn season.
The red zone last week was kind of the outlier, you know. Right. From the red zone from the weeks prior to that, we had been really rolling, really pride ourselves on running the ball in the end zone, and watching Tyler and Bijan do that over the last 5 to 6 weeks have been outstanding. You know, where the problems lie is in third down, and we gotta have plays made by our wideouts. You know, Bijan made the first third down, the third and two, made a nice move on the edge, got the ball in his hand, really got us going. The next third down, we end up getting a PI, getting moved down in there. Those things don't count as a conversion, but it happened. The next one, we get a real opportunity on a zero blitz. We get a 70 protection, as you know. We slide to that thing. Didn't get a great slide, but still got the ball up with an opportunity to cow. Well, you got to make that play. And if you make those plays like he made later on a play similar to it, that's how you move the ball on third down.
Is the Mooney play just kind of like an example of the detail and not being detail oriented?
I don't think it's detail with Mooney. More so with Mooney, it is the fight of coming back off of how important it is to have your offseason, how important it is to have your training camp, how important it is for you to get going the right way so you can maintain throughout the whole process. And we've been off a little bit there all year, so fair enough criticism. I definitely agree with that. But we got to find a way to get him back, and we got him back just for a glimpse of what he can be and what he is versus New Orleans, and it's got to be more consistent for us.
Get him back. It was Mike Johnson and Mike Bell with Raheem. Get him back for what? Coach, I got news. Maybe it's breaking news. You got eliminated, dude. Eliminated. I mean, the committee didn't take you. You passed on a bowl game. Because you're out. You're not playing for nothing. This is worse. This is 8 years in a row, and this is the low point of the last 8 years. This is the low point. Okay? And it's the low point because, all right, I want to go back to, for those of you who are not here, or maybe you weren't born yet because you have to be a little bit older, to know the last eight-year period. That was 1983 to 1990. It was the end of the Bartkowski years, the beginning of the Dave Archer years. Poor Dave Archer. Dave, if you don't know, poor Dave, he was David. Do you remember when he was David Archer and then he changed it? Changed it to Dave? Yeah. I actually saw David Archer play a game in person. I saw him play in college when he was at Iowa State. And I was watching that game and I said, hey, this David Archer is pretty darn good. And then I felt so bad for him when he was quarterback of the Falcons because David Archer, he had, I would love to have a next-gen stat of Dave Archer during the mid and late 80s. I'm thinking that the next-gen stat is, you know, what is the total average amount of time between the snap when Arch took the football and he was hit? I think it was like 1.4 seconds. It was like Arch gets a snap and oh my god, no. You know, I mean, he was running for his life. Man, he's got smack. I think he's dead, Jim. I mean, oh, that poor dude. Arch got just brutalized back then. Arch is a big, strong guy, but geez. I mean, he was under assault every time he got the football. He would never call his coaches out. He would never call his offensive line out. So let me do it. I'll do it for him. You almost got the man killed. He had no chance. And the defense back in those days, that defense was not very good. And then the coaching, you know. Look, Raheem's not the worst head coach we've ever had, but very good. They had two of the worst, Dan Henning and Marion Campbell 2.0. Yeah, you know, they weren't worse than Raheem. I don't know. I mean, Henning was no good. He wasn't no good either time, okay? And, of course, they weren't the worst. We all understand. Everybody knows who the worst head coach in Falcons history is. It's not Raheem. I said, Raheem's the worst coach in Falcons history. No, he's not. Dan Henning's probably worse. Marion Campbell definitely worse. And then there was the one guy who's the number one worst of all time. That would be Sticky Note Bob. Okay, so Sticky Note Bob wins. Okay, he's on his motorcycle with a whore. He's having accidents, whatever. Sticky Note Bob's the worst coach we ever had. Okay, and then because he quit on the team, and Marion Campbell didn't quit on the team. You know, I mean, you had to have what was it, Jim Hannafin or somebody that came in, took over for Marion. Boy, I'm going back in the day. Anyway, you had Henning and you had Campbell, two no-good coaches, and you had no defense and an offensive line that got Dave Archer about murdered, okay? It really ended Bart's career, may have ended Bart's career early because he was getting hit so hard. Because it was right at the end of Bart, like 83, 84 into 85 when Arch kind of came along, you know, and so I wonder, could Bart have played another 3 or 4 years if he had had more protection? Because Bart was getting smashed too. And so, yeah. But the difference between that run and this run is that right now, this year, where you have been eliminated, there is far more talent on this team than any of those teams through and through on the roster in the 80s. Far more. Not only that, but do we have a newfound little bit, Arthur Smith and what he was able to do in those 3 years with less talent than this team has? Arthur Smith, now you can say what you like about, John, the division sucks. Yes, it did. But you can only play and dance with what brung you. He was never eliminated by Thanksgiving, essentially. He was always he had a chance at Christmas. He was into the first week in January with far less. You know, he's playing with, you know, a ragtag bunch of defense with a bunch of, you know, elderly statesmen who are standing on one leg out the door and one leg, you know, still in the league, trying to patchwork this thing together with quarterbacks like DoorDash Dez and the Noodle Arm Quitter. And he's hanging in there with that kind of a patchwork to be competitive. This team that has talent through and through. You say what you like. This team has a lot of talent. There's a reason. You can hate him all you want, but there's a reason in the offseason that Kyle Pitts is going to get paid big, big money. And don't we all know that he's going to go somewhere else and blow up into a star? He's going to go to Kansas City and play with Pat Mahomes or something, and the next thing you know, go, oh, wow, Kyle Pitts has 12 touchdowns. Oh, yeah. Tried to tell you that because we didn't develop him here. We saw it the first year, right, his rookie year, made the Pro Bowl, second all-time in the history of the NFL in yards by a tight end, by one guy in his rookie year when he was playing with Matt Ryan, that guy, you know? And so, you know, say what you like about him. The fact of the matter is he's going to get paid big money, and he's going to blow up somewhere else. We all know this is going to happen. But when you have Bijan and Drake and you have, you know, Chris Lindstrom and but God, Jake Matthews is a warrior. And you have all these young studs on defense. All this, you got, this team has a lot of talent. They have way too much talent to be eliminated with four games to go. I'm five games. I mean, what are we doing? And then we're sitting around talking about, well, let's just try this again another year. Wow. Oh my God. Who's playing quarterback next year? Kyle Trask? I don't know. Josh Dobbs? What if Penix can't go? You're not going to – Diego Pavia? Yeah, we got the guy in the sixth round. He's going to be our Brock Purdy, you know?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Another Iowa State reference in this quarterback reference. There were two. Probably the only two Iowa State quarterbacks I know ever. All right, quick break, top of the hour here. I want to hear what you have to say. Where the hell are we going with this in the last month of the season? Because we ain't going to be, as the one article said, spoiler. No, we're not doing no spoiler stuff. Are we really keeping Raheem? Are we really keeping Kirk Cousins? Come on, tell me we're not. 404-726-0929 on Duke Sabella on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.